Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Welcome back to Season 8 of our Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, where we unravel the intricate dance between consumer behavior and the marketing universe. This season, our spotlight is firmly fixed on the foundational pillars of marketing, the elusive 4 P's. Prepare to delve into the psychological intricacies behind product, price, place, and promotion as we navigate the landscape of decision-making biases, pricing illusions, and strategic promotional maneuvers. This isn't just marketing theory, it's a journey into the minds of consumers and the art of influencing their choices. So fasten your seatbelts for a season loaded with intriguing insights, where behavioral economics meets the heart of marketing strategy. In this episode, we are considering a marketer's guide to product strategies. In the realm of marketing, the product is not merely a tangible item, it embodies the essence of a brand's identity and the promise it extends to its consumers. Positioned as one of the fundamental elements in the 4P's framework, the product is the heart of a company's marketing strategy, embodying features, design, quality, and the solution it provides to consumers' needs. From innovative gadgets to life-changing services, each product is a meticulously crafted embodiment of a brand's value proposition. Join us on a journey as we unravel the significance of the product in the 4 P's of marketing, exploring how it serves as the focal point for consumer engagement, brand differentiation, and the ultimate expression of a company's commitment to meeting the evolving demands of its audience. Success is not just about making a product that sells, it's about creating a product that tells a story, solves a problem, and becomes an integral part of people's lives. In the world of marketing, the product is not a transaction, it's a relationship, a connection between a brand and its consumers that goes beyond functionality. It's the art of turning ideas into realities and needs into solutions. So remember, the product is not just what you sell, it's the story you tell and the impact you make. So let's jump in with a definition of product. In the context of marketing, product strategy refers to the comprehensive plan and approach that a company employs to design, develop, position, and promote its products in the marketplace. It involves making informed decisions about the features, attributes, pricing, distribution, and promotion of a product to meet the needs of the target market and achieve the company's overall business objectives. A robust product strategy encompasses the entire product lifecycle, from conception and development to launch, growth, maturity, and potentially decline, with the aim of creating sustained value for both the business and its customers. This strategy is aligned with the broader marketing goals, ensuring that the product not only addresses consumer needs, but also contributes to the company's competitiveness, brand positioning, and overall market success. In other words, product strategy in marketing is the deliberate plan and approach a company takes to design, develop, and position its products, ensuring they meet consumer needs, contribute to brand success, and align with overall business objectives. Let's delve deeper into Nike's iconic product, the Nike Air Max series, and as an illustrative example of the brand's innovative and influential offerings. Nike Air Max, the pinnacle of sneaker innovation. The Nike Air Max, first introduced in 1987, revolutionized the sneaker industry with its groundbreaking design and technology. The defining feature of the Air Max is the visible air cushioning unit embedded in the sole, a concept conceived by Nike designer Tinker Hatfield. This visible air pocket not only provided unparalleled comfort and support, but also became a distinctive style element that set Nike apart in the market. Key aspects of the Nike Air Max. Visible Air technology. The Air Max series showcases Nike's commitment to innovation. The visible air unit not only enhances the performance, but also became a symbol of Nike's dedication to pushing the boundaries of athletic footwear design. Iconic design. Beyond its technological advancements, the Air Max boasts a visual striking design. The distinctive silhouette and the exposed air unit have made the Air Max instantly recognizable and sought after by sneaker enthusiasts worldwide. Cultural impact. The Air Max transcends its utilitarian purpose to become a cultural icon. It has been embraced not only by athletes, but also by artists, musicians, and fashion influencers, solidifying its status as a lifestyle product. Limited edition releases. Nike strategically releases limited edition and collaborative versions of the Air Max, creating a sense of exclusivity and driving fervent demand. These releases often celebrate anniversaries or collaborations with artists and designers. Continuous evolution. The Air Max series exemplifies Nike's commitment to evolution and adaptation. Over the years, the design has evolved to incorporate new materials, colorways, and technologies, ensuring that the product remains relevant and appealing to changing consumer tastes. In essence, the Nike Air Max is not merely a shoe, it's a symbol of athletic prowess, cutting-edge technology, and cultural resonance. Its enduring popularity is a testament to Nike's ability to create products that transcend their utilitarian functions, becoming powerful symbols of lifestyle, innovation, and self-expression. Okay, so let's apply this to marketing with Marketer's Guide to Product Strategies. Embarking on a successful marketing journey involves not only understanding consumer needs, but also crafting effective product strategies that resonate in a dynamic marketplace. From innovative pricing approaches to strategic product differentiation, the realm of product strategies is diverse and dynamic. In this exploration, we unveil a spectrum of product strategies, each designed to address unique aspects of the marketing landscape. Join us on a journey through the intricacies of product bundling, life cycle management, and the art of differentiation, discovering how businesses strategically position their offerings to captivate consumers and thrive in the ever-evolving world of commerce. 1. Product differentiation, creating unique features, design, or quality to distinguish a product from competitors, making it more attractive to consumers. 2. Product bundling, offering multiple products or services as a package deal, encouraging customers to buy more and enhancing overall value. 3. Product line extension, introducing new products within an existing product category to make different consumer needs and expand market reach. 4. Product lifecycle management, strategically managing a product from its introduction to decline, making adjustments at each stage to maximize profitability and longevity. 5. Skimming pricing. Initially setting a high price for a new product to capitalize on early adopters and recoup development costs before lowering the price. 6. Penetration pricing. Setting a low initial price to quickly capture market share, aiming to attract a large customer base. 7. Product innovation, introducing novel features, technologies, or designs to create a competitive edge and meet evolving consumer demands. 8. Brand extension, leveraging an established brand name to introduce new products in different categories, capitalizing on brand loyalty. 9. Product rebranding, updating the brand image, packaging, or features of an existing product to breathe new life into it and attract a different or larger audience. 10. Co-branding, collaborating with another brand to create a product, combining both brand strengths for mutual benefits. 11. Product recall improvement, identifying and recalling products with issues, then re-releasing an improved version to regain consumer trust. 12. Exclusive distribution, limiting the availability of a product to specific retailers or channels, creating a perception of exclusivity and prestige. 13. Product customization, allowing customers to tailor certain aspects of a product to meet their individual preferences, enhancing personalization. 14. Product withdrawal, removing a product from the market due to various reasons such as declining sales or changing company priorities. 14. Sustainable product development, designing and manufacturing products with a focus on environmental sustainability, catering to eco-conscious consumers. These strategies are versatile and can be combined or adapted based on your company's goals, market conditions, and the nature of the product or industry. Wrapping it up, understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing and leadership. Behavioral economics is the study of decision making and can give keen insight into human behavior and help to shape your marketing mix and leadership skills. In this episode's voyage through the intricate landscape of product strategies, we've uncovered the diverse array of tools and tactics that marketers wield to navigate the ever-evolving marketplace, from the artful dance of pricing strategies to the strategic choreography of product differentiation. Each strategy plays a unique role in the symphony of successful marketing. As we draw the curtain on this exploration, it's clear that crafting a compelling product strategy is not just a science, but an art that requires an understanding of consumer desires, market dynamics, and the nimbleness to adapt to changing landscapes. Armed with these insights, businesses can embark on their own journey, leveraging these strategic instruments to not only meet consumer needs, but to sculpt their own narrative of success in the dynamic world of commerce. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.